You're listening to The Paranormal Void, a podcast about hauntings, demons, aliens, cryptids, unsolved mysteries, strange phenomena, eerie locations, and all those things that go bump in the night. I'm your host, Andy Cano. On October 20th of 1967, Roger Patterson and Bob Gimlin shot the most compelling and controversial footage of legendary creature said to lurk the forests of North America and Canada. The creature, known by many names including Bigfoot and Sasquatch, has long captured the imagination of people throughout the country. The legend of Bigfoot can be traced back to the original inhabitants of this land, and the stories have been handed down from generation to generation and are also found in the oral traditions of loggers, trappers, and frontiersmen. In 1959, Roger Patterson's interest was sparked when he read an article in True Magazine by author Ivan T. Sanderson. A few months later, Sanderson wrote another article which stated that some Sasquatch tracks had been found near the Bluff Creek area around Klamath River in California. These articles, though Sanderson didn't note at the time, would leave an indelible mark and cast Patterson's name into history. For the next few years, Roger Patterson would continue visiting the Bluff Creek area, searching for clues, investigating, and talking to everyone he could about information relating to Sasquatch. Year after year, he would lead expeditions to the area, obsessed with finding the creature. Constantly spending every last dime on research and expeditions, Patterson finally had the idea to found the Northwest Research Foundation, through which he could finance his work and finally published a book entitled, Do Abominable Snowmen of America Really Exist? Still hellbent on coming face-to-face with Sasquatch, Patterson used what he earned in sales from his book to continue on. The adventures that once surrounded him began to drop off one by one. Finally, in October of 1967, Patterson, along with his friend Robert Bob Gimlin, took another trip, this time to the Six Rivers National Forest in Northern California. The intention of the trip was to film a historical documentary of a couple cowboys traveling through the country when they encounter Bigfoot. What they captured on film continues to be the subject of debate to this very day. As the story goes, Patterson and Gimlin were headed upstream sometime between 1 and 2 p.m. when they came to an uprooted tree that stood roughly about the size of a house. As they made their way around it, they came to a log jam when they spotted movement across a creek. The two men described seeing an ape-like creature crouching down next to the creek, which then stood up and made its way along the creek. Patterson estimated the creature to be somewhere between 6'6" and 7 feet tall and covered in silvery black or reddish-brown hair. As time went on, he claimed the creature was closer to 8 feet tall, but Gimlin stuck to his original story. Until the day he died, Patterson maintained that the creature they filmed was 100% authentic. Gimlin remained quiet for many years, but opened up a little bit more as time went on. The film itself runs between 53 to 60 seconds, depending on the speed it's played, and depicts what appears to be a large ape-like creature covered in hair. You can still see the video today if you search Google or YouTube, or anywhere on the internet if you just type in the Patterson film. What makes this film so unique is that if it is a hoax, whoever wore the costume portrayed Bigfoot very naturally. What I mean is, their bipedal locomotion is more consistent with non-human primates, and movement of the shoulders turning with the head displays exceptional attention to detail. If you've ever observed a gorilla or an orangutan, you might have noticed that they seem to have a thicker neck that doesn't move as quite freely as a human. The film was also made in a time where special effects were somewhat primitive, and more especially difficult for someone with limited resources to pull off. Because of these few details, combined with filmmakers' unwavering position on the subject, skeptics and believers continue to argue whether this film shows a person in an ape costume who went above and beyond to create one of the greatest hoaxes ever filmed, or proof of a genuine cryptid known as Sasquatch or Bigfoot. Thank you for joining me for another episode of The Paranormal Void. Make sure to like, subscribe, and visit my Instagram at the_paranormal_void. Give us a rating and tell your friends. Have some creepy tales of your own and want to share them? Visit our email at theparanormalvoid@gmail.com. Until next time, keep listening for all those things that go bump in the night.